So, did you know that Mothering Sunday used to be a day when people travelled back to the churches that they were brought up in, that they were in when they were a young child? They went to their mother church. And from that tradition has come Mother's Day, an opportunity to celebrate our mums and the people that play that role in our lives. And we love that here at Holy Trinity because we think mums are brilliant.
I've begun to appreciate mums in a whole new way recently. I work in a school with 4 and 5 year olds. Put up your hand if you're 4 or 5. Only little. And do you know what happens every single day at this school? Every single day, a child will look a bit tearful. And I'll say to them, what's wrong? And they'll say to me, I want my mummy. Every single day, they've been at school for 6 months, and every day at least one child will say they just want their mummy. There is something special about mums.
I wonder if you have ever felt like that. In fact, maybe you still feel like that sometimes. Sometimes nothing and no one else will do. You just want your mum. And you don't even want her to do anything special. You just want her to wrap you up in a big hug like this.
Look at these pictures. I want you to imagine that you are one of these children, snuggled up close to your mum. In fact, if you are here with a mum, why don't you snuggle up close to her? Snuggle up close. I want everyone. Everyone, imagine or just think about how it feels. Imagine you are one of these children snuggled up close to your mum. Think about that feeling of being folded up, warm and safe. Nothing else matters. The scary things aren't scary anymore. The things that hurt aren't as bad because you are safe, snuggled up, close and warm to your mum.
It's a really good feeling, isn't it? Maybe it's something that we adults or teenagers miss. And maybe for some of us, it's painful to think about it because we've lost our mums, or because we have a tricky relationship with our mum. Well, the part of the Bible we're going to read today is really good news for all of us, because it says that that feeling of being a child snuggled up to a mum who loves us, it isn't just for children. In our Bible reading today, a grown man, the King of Israel, says that he feels this way too, and that actually all of us can feel just as happy and safe as these children because we have a God who loves us more than even the world's best mum.
We are about to read a bit of the Bible. Shirley's about to come up and read it for us. And this part of the Bible we're reading is a song written by King David, who was the king of God's people thousands of years ago. Now, he is a grown man. He's been through loads of horrible things. But he says in this song that he feels like a child cuddled up to his mum. Listen carefully to our reading to find out how we can feel that way too.
The reading is taken from Psalm 131, and it can be found on page 625 of the Church Bible. A song of ascents of David. My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have stilled and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It's only a short one, isn't it? And the king of God's people says he feels like a child with his mother. And he says we can feel that way too. And the key to feeling that way is remembering who God is.
Now, if you can keep sight of a church Bible and page 625, we're going to have a little look at this song written by King David. Now, he was one of the greatest kings in history and the most famous king of God's people Israel. But in our Bible reading, he acts towards God like a child towards its mother. One of the greatest people ever shows us how we all need to relate to God. This is a king who is not too big for his boots. Just listen again to what he says. He says, "My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty." That's proud. So his heart, it wasn't full of boastful feelings and thoughts. And you could see it in his eyes. He didn't look down his nose at other people or think that he's really, really important.
Oh, hey, Nick.
Oh, hi, Polly. How are you today?
I'm amazing. I cycled to church today in 3 minutes flat. By my counts, that's a world record.
Well done. That's really...
And you know what I did yesterday? Yesterday, I was hanging out with some really important people.
Oh, who was that, Polly?
Nick, you wouldn't know them. They're far too important for you.
Polly, why are you looking down your nose at me like that?
Oh, I was just thinking, Nick, that actually, since I've been here, I've learned so much. And actually, I think I know more than you now about all of this. Oh, I've just seen some important people. You just carry on doing your little thing. I'll go see the important people.
Oh, dear. That wasn't very nice, was it? Do you know what? I am really glad that Polly is not really like that. And I'm really glad that King David wasn't too big for his boots either. Listen to what he says next in verse 1. "I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me." So even though he's the king, he thinks there are some things that are too great for him or too wonderful for him. And I think David says this because when he became king, he promised God that he would study the Bible. And he would have known these famous words that are coming up on the screen. There they are. "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever." God teaches us that there are some things that are too difficult for us to understand or too wonderful for us. Some things that only God knows. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't try hard to learn at school or at home or at church. It's great to do that. But there truly are some things that only God knows, like the future, or like, why is there so much suffering in our world? Now, we struggle with things like this because we want to know all the answers. Hello, Polly.
I've been thinking, I'm not as proud as I was earlier. I've been thinking, why did God give us mums?
Well, he wants us to be cared for, to be well fed, to be loved.
Why?
Well, he wants us to grow up healthy and happy.
Why?
Well, because he loves us.
Why?
Because he loves us.
Why?
Do you see? Maybe you've had a conversation like this at home recently. There are some things that we don't know the answer to. We don't know why. Only God does.
I really hate not knowing all the answers. I don't know if you hate not knowing all the answers. But King David says he doesn't know all the answers and he's happy about it. He can accept it. How? How can he be so happy not knowing all the answers? Well, it's because he's put his hope in the God who does know all the answers, who cares for us perfectly and who can be trusted. So King David, he is not too big for his boots. And verse 2 says, his soul is still and quiet. Now, that often doesn't describe me. Not too big for your boots and your soul is still and quiet. So how can David be like this?
Well, think about these children on the screen again who are snuggled up to their mums. What is it about their mum that makes everything better? Now, it's not because they want milk. Because did you notice in verse 2 of this psalm, these children that David is like have been weaned. That means they don't need breastfeeding anymore. They're not like a baby who's crying out in the night to be fed. So what is it about their mum that makes everything better?
You know, every now and again at church, a child will hurt themselves. I remember a time, it was out in the garden, children were playing a game, they ran into one another, collided, one of them fell over and did this. Honestly, I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't make them sit up. I couldn't make them talk to me. I couldn't make them even open their eyes. They just screamed on the floor. But you know what? As soon as their mum arrived, she picked him up, he nuzzled in, and within about a minute, he was completely fine. What is it about mums?
Well, I think it's because he completely trusted her. For his whole life, again and again, she'd been there when he was hurt. She'd been there to provide everything that he needed. And King David can be like a child because he is loved by someone who he completely trusts.
Verse 3 says, well, King David says to all the people, put your hope in the Lord both now and forevermore. That is the key to his still and quiet soul. His hope is in the Lord. These children, they're putting their hope in their mum with all the things that they can't control and that they don't understand. We're being told that's what we can do with God. We don't know all the answers, but he does. We can't control everything in our lives, but he can. Like a child trusts their mum and is peaceful, we can trust the Lord and be peaceful.
David was God's great king, but David's descendant, Jesus, was God's even greater king. And you know what? This is exactly what Jesus did. When Jesus knew he was about to be arrested and killed, he knew how horrible it would be. But he said to God, not as I want, but as you want. Jesus didn't want to go to die, but he trusted his Father completely. He trusted that his Father's plan was good.
And God proved that he is trustworthy, didn't he? Because 3 days after that, Jesus came alive from the dead. And we know that he's risen and he's now sat on a throne in heaven.
Yeah, he's the living God alive today, which means that God is trustworthy for us too. We can put our hope in him now and forevermore. Just like a child knows that the safest place in the world is the arms of their mum, we can be sure that if our hope is in the Lord, then our present and our future are completely safe. If we humble ourselves like King David, if we stop worrying ourselves about things that are too big for us or trying to know every answer, then we can be like the weaned child with its mother.